Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Who's Who and African American Lit, Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, DJ Gatsby, a.k.a. Mr. Grown and Sexy, the voice of Urban Lit. Today we have a special guest, my man, Frazier Boy. You on the line, my brother?
Yes, yes. What's up? How you doing, DJ Gatsby?
I'm good, player. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Frazier Boy, a.k.a. Terrence Frazier, in the building. Thank you for calling in today, my brother.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt, man. I appreciate you having me, man.
Yes, sir. Now, I talked to you earlier, man. I said you was kind of nervous about the interview, man. It's going to be real easy, real smooth. I'm going to take care of you and make sure everybody gets to know who Terrence Frazier Boy is after this interview.
Right, right. That's what's up.
All right, so, man, first of all, let everybody know who you are and where you from, my brother.
As DJ Gatsby said, I'm a Frazier Boy, the author. You know, not to be confused with Frazier Boy, the rapper. You know, the reason why I chose the name Frazier Boy, the author, is because my last name is Frazier, and I'm truly a Frazier's boy. And I'm coming from St. Louis, Missouri, you know, born and raised, you know, the show me state.
Yes, sir. All right, man, now, some people may know you from your first book. Now, that first book is called The Hustle. It
right.
was released DC Book Beaver Publications, I believe.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about that book. We're going to talk about your upcoming release, The Devil's Dust, which comes out on June 26th, a little later on. But we're going to start off with that first book, The Hustle. Tell us a little bit about that book, man, and how you got... you know, signed to DC Book Depot.
Well, during the time that I was shopping the book around, unfortunately, I was incarcerated. You know, and I was I had got the writing bug, man. I started writing, and you know, I was letting a lot of the guys check out the work, and they was feeling, they was loving it. They was like, man, you need to try to do something with this. So I started shopping the joint around, and you know, Tia Short, you know, from DC Book Depot Publications, picked me up, man. And much appreciation to her, man, and she signed me. And, you know, the rest was history on that. As far as the book, you know, it was, you know, basic struggle about a guy that was, that did a lot of time in prison. And, you know what I'm saying, when he got out, you know, he had his whole mind frame on something different. But as you know, if you're from the streets and that's all you know, if you're still out there in the streets, pull you back in. And that's basically, you know, what happened in the situation with him.
Okay. You know, that book came out in 2011, right?
Right.
Yeah, and again, I'm going to read the synopsis for the book. My man George Cash is in the building. How you doing, Naeem? Naeem Cash from WBMG Publishing just showed up, man. You want to come on up, man? Come inside and grab a chair, man. Come on in the studio and grab a chair, brother. Yeah, but again, about that first book. 1 second. The charge is inside you if you need that, man. I'm going to read the synopsis from that book. You start off by saying, fresh off a 10-year bid, Sean Martin anticipates picking up the pieces and becoming the hottest rapper out of Missouri. He's focused on changing his life and putting his hustle skills to work in a different profession. Sean's dreams are stalled when he comes home and is faced with the tragedy and the realization he needs to get money and back his dreams. The fight to stay on the right path becomes more challenging day by day for money, family, and women. And the question you're asking in that book, The Hustle, is can Sean ride it out and stay focused enough to maintain his newfound freedom, or will he prove to be addicted to the hustle? I'm loving that. Hold on 1 second, man. It's right over there where you
All right.
My brother. Excuse me 1 second. That was my man, Nine Cash, asking me a question. But,
All right.
So now you wrote that book while you were on lockdown?
Yeah, I wrote that joint while I was on lockdown, man. I wrote that book while I was on lockdown. And the thing about it is, it's crazy how the what I wrote in the book, like, I lost my son, you know what I'm saying, to a senseless murder in 2011, right before I came home from prison. So in the book, Sean comes home to find that his son has been murdered. And everybody was like, man, did you write this because of your life? Or, you know, they kind of put it together and thought that it was actually my story. But I wrote the story, like, maybe, like, 4 or 5 years before that. And, you know, unfortunately, the situation happened with me. So it was like I wrote the life that I was actually driven again.
Okay. I get that, man. I've understood how sometimes life imitates art, and that seems to be as what happened with that book. Now, you got a lot of reviews on that, man. I mean, quite a few five-star reviews as well as others. But the book kind of launched your career, man, and got you started, man. So big shout to DC Book Diva and everybody
out there.
Yeah, man, big shout to DC Book Diva and everybody out there, man. They're doing wonderful things in DC. As you know, I spent 5 years out here and got really acclimated to the book scene in DC through my affiliation and relationship with DC Book Diva, Dionne Williams, and a couple of other authors and publishers out there, man. So kudos to her, man.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. If it wasn't for her, man, I wouldn't be talking to you right now.
Okay, well, big shout out, give her kudos, man, and props to her. Now, that book out in 2011, you took a few years off, it seems, to come out with the second book. How was that experience, man, you know, riding off the success of that book leading up to The Devil's Dust? You know, how has the career been treating you, man, over the last 3 or 4 years, man?
Oh, man, I've just been grinding, though, for real, though, DJ Gatsby. I've been grinding. I mean, I know it seemed like I took a short hiatus, but I was actually in the lab. I was writing, you know what I'm saying? And I got a gang of books that's ready to come out, man, that's bangers that the reader's going to love, you know, and I'm not going to let the fans down, man. That's my job. I mean, this is more than a job to me, man. I love it. You know what I'm saying? You know how when you go to a job, you know, you either like it or you know what I'm saying? But this right here is something I love to do.
Yeah. Well, man, I'm glad you're back in the game. I'm glad you're coming out with another book. As I mentioned, ladies and gentlemen, that book is called The Devil's Dust. It's going to be released June 26th, if I'm correct.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Now, I'm looking at you. You also did a print interview for my blog. It's going to be published, I believe, next week. I think we're going to publish a print interview that you did with DJ Gatsby's book club for WordPress.com. And we asked you a few questions on that, man, and we just want to give the people a little sneak preview to some of those. Now, the question I had, one of those questions was, when did you consider yourself a writer? Because everybody writes. I see you started writing back in 2004. Your book actually didn't come down to 2011. So when did you actually say, hey, I'm a writer, I'm an author, you know, and this is how I'm going to be getting down for the next couple of years?
Man, I actually considered myself a writer after I wrote the third book. It's like the first book I wrote it and I'm like, man, you know, did I really do this? You know, I'm questioning myself. You know what I'm saying? Then, and I was so geeked up on the first book, I immediately started on the second book. So when the second book came out, you know what I'm saying, when I wrote the second book, and I started passing out, you know, to a few of the guys that I messed with, and they was like, man, this is it. You know what I'm saying? So it actually gave me the motivation to continue. So the next book, the third book that I wrote, it wasn't a street novel. It wasn't a hood novel. The title of it is called Chasing the Nut, and it's totally different from what I'm used to writing. So after that book was complete, I realized that, man, I got something here. I am an author.
Okay. Well, yeah, man, you definitely, man, made a name for yourself and made a mark in the industry with that first book. Now, you go fast forward, man. It's 2015. And now you've got The Devil's Dust is done. It's finished. The book is done. It's finished. You got a release date. I love the cover, by the way, man. The skeleton on the cover and holding the card in his hand.
Right.
Who designed that cover for you?
AMB, man. AMB Brandon, man. Shout out to Am, Ads, and Monique. You know what I'm saying, for doing the cover for me, man. I really appreciate it. She put her heart and soul into it, man. And you know, we got a winning team, man. So, you know, if it ain't broke, you know what I'm saying, don't fix it. So I'm sticking with her.
Yeah, I feel you on that. Now, that the title, The Devil's Dust, man, how did you come up with that title, B?
Actually, the reason why I came up with that title is because right now in St. Louis, Missouri, man, I mean, we having a horrible heroin epidemic. And, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, of course, you know, a lot of people relate to heroin as dust, you know, and I feel like it's the devil's drug. I mean, because it turned, you know what I'm saying, great human beings into monsters, you know, into devils. So I figured, you know what I'm saying, I wanted to show what my city was going through, and at the same time, I wanted to give you guys a preview of, you know what I'm saying, on how when something happened in the neighborhood and you know, and somebody is not, you know, willing to go and talk to somebody else and ask them about, you know, what happened, did you do this, or they just, you know what I'm saying, assume stuff, you know, and take matters to their own hands. I want to show you how easy that can get out of control.
Yeah. Well, thanks for that clarification about the devil's dust. So you quote the devil's dust is actually heroin, and you're speaking about the epidemic, the heroin epidemic. It's basically taking over the whole country, man. I mean, here in New York and D.C., heroin is definitely on the rise. Everybody's talking about it. You know, the authorities and people are trying to raise awareness against drug abuse, particularly heroin. And I think it's a timely book, man, that you're dropping, because it's definitely an epidemic. Not since the crack epidemic of the 80s and 90s have we seen a war on drugs like that happen against heroin right now.
Exactly. And it's crazy, man. I mean, it's like heroin has taken over crack. It's like crack is like non-existent now, you know. And it's all about heroin. And I mean, the younger generation are using it, or you know what I'm saying? They glorifying this drug, man. Like it's the thing to do. Like it's the next party drug, you know, which is killing people, man. You know, and I want to, you know, paint that picture of it and let you know that, you know, I'm not glorifying nothing about heroin. But I wanted to paint a picture and let you know how wicked it really is and what it's doing to our society.
Yeah, that's a noble cause you're taking on right there, man. Once again, everybody, it's DJ Gatsby, who's on Nothing Working at Block Talk Radio Show. We got my man, Terrence Frazier, a.k.a. Frazier Boy, on the line. He's talking about his upcoming release, The Devil's Dust, is actually out on June 26th. Now, I see you writing about this. How much of this is actually true? I mean, I know, like you said before, you know, your book kind of rang true, you know, with the death of your son and things of that nature. But this particular book, man, how much of this is actually based on actual events, man, or your life in any kind of way?
Actually, the book is pure fiction, man. Nothing is based on my events. You know, it's all a figment of my imagination, you know, and it's just creativity at its best. And, you know, and I just wanted to paint that picture, man. I mean, it's all fiction. There's no truth to none of this book.
Okay. Now, one of the other questions we asked you about, which books or which authors were influential on you as a writer. You had mentioned Al Sadiq Banks, which is a big shout out to Al Sadiq Banks. Haven't met him yet. Heard a lot about his work, and hopefully one day we'll have him on the show. But you had mentioned him as being your favorite author. What is it about his books or his writing style that has made you a fan of his work?
Man, I mean, the guy is just, I mean, his writing is amazing to me, man. It's like, I know that it's fiction. I mean, and I'm critical. I mean, you know, when you become a writer, when you become an author, you be critical of everything you read. You know, for some reason, you become critical of everything you read. And it's like, I look at everything, and I believe that even though it's fiction, there should be a thin line between reality and fiction. It should be like where you can't tell if it's fiction or not. And the man paints that picture very vividly, you know. And that's the name of my company, Thin Line Publishing, because everything that we do, it's a thin line between reality and fiction. And you know, and not just him, Eon Williams do the same thing, man. I mean, he's another one of my favorite authors. You know, I just happen to read everything of Al Sadiq Banks. You know what I'm saying? And it's like anytime his book come my way, you know, I put stuff to the side. Read this book because I know I'm going to enjoy it.
Yeah, well, big shout to Eon Williams, real is back. That's another cat, man. One of the dudes that kind of held me down and kind of hit me to the game, the book game, when I was in D.C. So big shout out to Eon and Williams as well. I mean, that's my man. So if he's listening, whatever, yo, Eon, big shout, man.
Right.
All right. So the book. So you know, I see you reading a lot, and you're giving props and respect to the other authors that are out there in the game that kind of influence you, man. And a lot of authors don't want to do that, man. So kudos to you for dropping names and, you know, kind of giving that respect and that shine, man, you know, to other brothers
right.
in the business, man.
No doubt, okay. man.
Now, another question I wanted to ask you is, what are you expecting from this book, man? You got a name in the industry. People know you as an author, but they may not know you as well as you like them to. What is it that you want readers out there and other authors to get from The Devil's Dust? Like, is there a message or something you're trying to relay in that book, man?
Yeah, I am. The message I'm trying to relay is just about how horrible the heroin epidemic is in my city and you know, and just let the readers know that, you know, it's not just in my city, it's everywhere, like you mentioned earlier, you know, and we need to come together and try to do something about this, you know what I'm saying, to get this under control, because it's totally out of control, you know, and not just that, I just want to be a household name, man. I want to, because I believe in my work. I believe in my writing, you know, and anybody that has read any of my books, you know, they also believe in me. So I just want to try to, you know what I'm saying, just get it out there as much as possible. That's all. I'm not expecting nothing, man, but I'm giving my all, though.
There you go. You got a message, man, and you sharing it through your writing, and that's what being an author is all about. You got a story to tell. You got a message you're trying to deliver, and you know, you want to get that out to the people. Now, what is one of the challenging things about writing? Because I know a lot of people, they want to write. They don't have the patience, or they may not have, you know, the writing skills to actually write a book, you know, form a storyline and build characters in a book. What are some of the challenges that you go through when you're writing that other authors can kind of relate to?
The one of the challenges for me is to come up with different concepts and different storylines, because, you know, of course the industry is saturated. And everybody has a story to tell, first of all, you know, and I'm not knocking nobody for that, but it seems like I'm reading a lot of the same story over again. So my challenge is to come up with something totally different, come up with something that's enjoyable, come up with something. I mean, because, you know, living a life of a hustler, I mean, that ain't all we do is just hustle and you know, sell drugs or whatever and whatever. You know, we our life go through a whole lot of different, you know, challenging obstacles and stuff like that. So I feel like I want to paint a picture of something other than just the hustle.
I get it. Well, you know, I got a brother here I mentioned a minute ago. He just walked up in the studio when I came in. His name is George Nain Cash. He just dropped a book called The Good and the Bad, I've Earned It All, based on his life story. He also has some of the same background as you with drugs and drug dealing and, I don't know, some other things that he can speak to. But he's on the line and wanted to say a few words to you, man, and talk to you about your book. So, Naeem, man, you got the mic, man. Give a shout-out to my man, Frazier Boy.
How's it going, Frazier Boy? Hey, what's up? How you doing, bro? Hey, first of all, congratulations on the book, man. And I'm definitely waiting on my copy, man. I already ordered the copy, so I'm waiting on it to come to me. So, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to reading it, man. And, you know, it looked like it's a good read. So I'm definitely looking forward to that, bro. And I appreciate that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Kind of spoon fed me every step of the way with this writing thing, because I was just pretty much caught up in the world and caught up in the life of the underworld just like yourself. And I've done quite a bit of time in some of the most notorious maximum security prisons that there is out there. But it seems to be a cycle to me that the drugs take a turn on being the most notorious. Right now you're saying it's heroin. Just a minute ago it was Molly. Any second again, it'll be back to the crack epidemic. The fact of the matter is, when you tell these stories the way you weed it, somebody listening to that in one way or another, whether it's a user or a couple or a family member. So, when somebody enlightens you, also, I'm admiring you for being able to cut the pulse of what's going on in a way that you can try to keep it creative. But also, absolutely, get the right serious message. So, shout out to you cool to you for doing it that way, Frankie. For real.
I appreciate that, man. I definitely appreciate that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My story
is it almost parallels yours. The difference is mine is nonfiction, and it just so happens that I've had a lot of shenanigans going on in my life from a very young age, but I'm absolutely free by telling my story without any censor, because sometimes it's also the realness of something that takes place. And somebody sees that you came out the other side and still have time to make something of yourself. It's all due to God, as far as I'm concerned. So I see that God is working through you. Keep up the good work, my brother, and applause. Very nice. That's what we'll see you soon.
Yeah.
All right, once again, ladies and gentlemen, we're still in the building. Your fridge. We got a few more minutes to chop this up, man. The book sold out on 26th, man. What can the fans look for, man? You got a book signing, you got release parties, book tour.
Oh,
yeah. What things you're going to be doing, man, to promote the Devil's Dust after it drops on June 26th?
Well, I'm definitely going to have a release party on June 26th, man. That's on a Friday, man. I'm definitely going to have a release party for the book. And after that, I'm just going to be booking signings, man, in different states, man. And I'm hoping the fans come out and embrace me. You know, and get the book and, you know, and talk to me and tell me what they think about it if they already got the book. So I'm looking forward, man, to doing book signings and, you know, meeting new people, man, and just hustling the book. That's all.
There you go. Well, I'm promoting your book for you here on the East Coast, man. As everybody knows, you probably seen my Facebook, Twitter, Instagram talking about the book. Again, you know, the print interview that you did is going to be published with DJ Gash's book club, WordPress.com. And you're going to be doing some other things, man, to feature you in your book. Let my readers know, you know, what's happening with cats out in the Midwest and some of the books they got. Now, listen, if you ever on the East Coast, man, Atlanta, D.C., or New York, Philly, Baltimore, anyway, man, please plug me in. I'd love to meet you, my brother, and come out and support you, you know, in your projects, man.
No doubt, man. I'm definitely going to try to hook up with you, and maybe I'll get out there, you know what I'm saying, and do a signing somewhere, man. I'm definitely looking forward to that, man.
Absolutely, man.
And I also want you to show me around your city, man, you know, maybe take me out, you know what I'm saying, for a drink or, you know what I'm saying, or something to eat or something, you know?
Absolutely, man. Anybody that tell you when they come to New York, anybody in the book game, man, I rolls out the red carpet, man. You know, I do whatever I can do to give everybody some shine. I'm all about the book game. You know, advertising, marketing, promotion is what I do. Books are definitely the gift I'm trying to share everybody, you know, through literature and literacy and writing, man. So, you know, definitely, man, look me up. You know, I got you. My man Naeem's, he's in the Carolinas. What is that, South Carolina?
South Carolina.
So any of them streets you come through, man, hit the team up. We'll definitely, man, you know, do what we can to help you spread the word about your book, man, and you know, and just keep it pushing, man. We definitely
okay.
You know, on point, man.
That's definitely now, what's up, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's all love, man, in this game right here.
Right, no doubt. And also, man, I want everybody to know that, you know, after the Devil's Dust, man, I got this trilogy called YBD, Young, Black, and Dangerous, man, and it's amazing, man. I'm talking about the readers are going to love it, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, keep the work coming, man. You know, keep the work coming. We got readers out here, man, so, you know, keep that work coming. Keep them books coming, man. You know, always stay in touch with me and let me know what you got going on so I can share with my followers and my fans, man. One question now about the Devil's Dust. What was the hardest part of writing that book, man? Because you're keeping it real. You're keeping it official. You're keeping it gully. You're keeping it street. What was the hardest part about writing that book, man?
Man. Actually, it really flows smoothly for me. But the hardest part that I can actually say about writing the book is, I don't know if my readers know this, but in every book that I write, I have a dream sequence where the reader will read it and think that it's a dream and it's not a dream. And
okay.
The actual hardest part is about is where I wanted to put that in, because I didn't want to just do it where it's easily detected, you know, and it came out amazing, so, you know, I let the readers try to figure that out. So now they're going to be looking for these dream sequences and trying to figure out, you know, is this a dream happening or not?
Yeah, well, I'm definitely looking forward, man, to getting a copy of the book when it drops. you know, have my book club reading, man. You know, we drop reviews on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Goodreads, and wherever else we get a chance to. Before we go, man, what do you want to say to the readers and the fans that's been supporting me over the years, man, and anticipating, you know, your new book to drop? What do you want to say to the readers out there and the listeners, man?
Man, I just want to say, man, thank you guys, man. I really appreciate you, man. I mean, because without you guys, I just happen to be an author that's got a book in print. You know what I'm saying? And I want to get my story out there, and I'm getting it out there through you guys, and I really appreciate it, man, and keep supporting me. Keep supporting the Thin Line Publishing movement, and, you know, and because we're going to keep that fire coming, man.
Okay. All right, now, before I do let you go, man, where can your readers follow you at on social media or things of that nature, websites, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr? Give them some links, man, on where they can follow you at, man.
Oh, man, they can follow me at on Facebook at Terrence Frazier Boy, The Hustle, at yahoo.com. And I ain't got my Instagram page set up, but I will be after this. So, you know, it'll probably be like Frazier Boy The Hustle on Instagram.
Okay, listen, I got another caller that just came in, man. Let's see what this is. Caller, you on the line 334 with your area code?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Who's this? DJ Gaffney. Who's this?
Yeah, my name's Alonzo Strange. I'm the partner of Terrence Frazier Boy. I just wanted to say I'm proud of him, man. I'm proud of his work. I'm proud of what he's doing. And I just want to make sure everybody know out there that, you know, he's on the grind right now. He's hustling right now. He's doing his thing. And support him. You know what I'm saying? I know. I write with him. I know. The man is a hustler, and he's writing real good books out there. I hope everybody gets a chance to read them. You know, we got a couple of books out ourselves. I got books out myself. I just want to make sure you know, Thin Line, that's not a company. It's reality. We make reality readers for our books, man. We make sure readers read reality readers.
Yes, sir. Excellent. Right? That's your man on the line.
Yeah, yeah. What's up? What's up, Zoe?
What's up, T?
Oh, man, I'm here, man. I'm here, bro. I'm just trying to promote the joint, man. That's all. I appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, you're doing a great job, man. I hope the readers, I hope the listeners are hearing you, man, and listening to your, you know, the struggles that we've been through. It's been a long road, but we're making it, man. We're here. And I hope everybody understands that, you know, Thin Line, it's a thin line between reality and fiction. That's all we got to know. You know, all the books we write are reality-based books.
Yo, that's what's up. What was your name again, my brother?
My name is Alonzo Strange.
All right, man. I'm a friend of you on Facebook, man, and connect with you, man. I like what you did, man. Thanks for calling in to the show, first of all. I really appreciate any time a caller calls in. But specifically, thanks for calling in with my man, Frazier Boy, is on the line. And then that's your teammate. You're down with Thin Line, and you're supporting each other. I really appreciate that. That's love right there, my brother.
Yeah, I just want everybody to really see, you know, how real the brother been working hard. And I just hope that everybody understands the books that he's writing right now, they for y'all. You know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing fiction. I mean, we got fiction stories, but it's reality-based stories. So I'm hoping everybody can understand what I'm saying.
Yeah,
and you can also look at his books. He got a book out there. I know he talked about it, called How to Conquer and Keep a Good Man. I hope women out there look at that and read that and get a good feel of how this person writes. Also, we got a book called Beyond Repair. That is, you know, it deals with a lot of issues of AIDS and awareness of it, and we hope that we get that out there in the stores right now. And we also got my series, the Tip for Test series. They can look at that online on Amazon right now, and that's a real good story as well. I mean, I hope everybody understands Thin Line is a movement. We're there, man. We're here.
I hear you, man. Thanks for calling. I'm definitely going to follow you, publishing company, man. I'm definitely going to be looking for those books again. You know, I'm with DJ Cassidy's Book Club, WB Media Group. Got the TV show here in D.C., Live Talk Radio Show. We in New York, we going hard, B. So thank you for coming in, calling in, man. We supporting you cats hard body. And first of all, you already know that, man.
Yeah, no doubt. I definitely appreciate you, DJ Gass.
All right. Once again, everybody, you already know what it is. DJ Gatsby, a.k.a. Mr. Growing and Sexy, the voice of Urban Lit. We got my fellows on the line, Terrence Frazier, and there's other stable mate from Thin Line Publishing called in. Yo, man, listen, we're out of time. It's only a 30-minute show, man. But, look, stay tuned. Stay with me, my brother. Follow me on Facebook. Hit me up. You know, I want to hear more from you, man. Possibly have you on the show to talk about your projects and everything y'all got going on out there, man.
I appreciate that, man. I definitely will. You know, give me an opportunity. I'll give you everything you need to know.
Yes, sir. All right, your face. Well, we out. Nyan, thank my man, Nyan Cash. Your face, before you leave it, crazy boy. I'm going to give you the last word, Frazier. What do you want to say, man, to your people, your men that call in and all those out there, man? It's the last word on you. What you got to say, bro?
Oh, man, he just said it all, man. I mean, it's just support the movement, man. Thin Line, we heard.
All right. All right, everybody, don't forget to join me next week. My guest is going to be the one and only George Nyan Cash. He's going to be on the show next week, 6:30. Your brothers get a chance to call in and talk to him about his book, The Good and the Bad. I've earned this true story. Based on his life, it's an autobiography about his trials in the drug game, as well as bank robbery and all the other things that we do out there in an attempt, you know what I'm saying, to try to support ourselves. But then we all know what goes around comes around, man, and you get a second chance at redemption in this life if you will with it. All right, fellas, man, listen, peace. Yo, man, holla at you, man. We out. DJ Gaspin. Oh, listen, before anybody go, if you're in New York, don't forget to join me, DJ Gatsby, and George Nyan Cash at the Palisades Center Mall in West Nyack, New York. We're going to be doing a book sign, a Mother's Day weekend book signing on Saturday at the Atlas Entertainment book spot, as well as on Sunday, Mother's Day, right here in New York. All right, your fellas, peace, man. Thanks for coming on, man. I love y'all, brothers, man. Keep doing what you're doing.
All right, peace.
Peace.
Have you ever lost a loved one, had to cope with handling their affairs, found yourself on a fact-finding mission not knowing where to begin? Help your family by securing your important information in a safe, convenient, internet-based lockbox. Provide safe storage for bereavement details, policies and documents, and give clear direction if unable to speak for yourself. Visit www.virtuallastwishes.com or call 1-877-389-0099.
Had no choice.
Yeah, but this is great that you were able to do this.